I'm Colin Green, and you are listening to Spike Pit, a rocking RPG podcast. Strap in and enjoy the ride. The Dungeons & Dragons role-playing game is about storytelling in worlds of swords and sorcery. It shares elements with childhood games of make-believe. Like those games, D&D is driven by imagination. It's about picturing the towering castle beneath the stormy night sky and imagining how a fantasy adventurer might react to the challenges that scene presents. Dungeon Master. After passing through the craggy peaks, the road takes a sudden turn to the east and Castle Ravenloft towers before you. Crumbling towers of stone keep a silent watch over the approach. They look like abandoned guardhouses. Beyond these, a wide chasm gapes, disappearing into the deep fog below. A lowered drawbridge spans the chasm, leading to an arched entrance to the castle courtyard. The chains of the drawbridge creak in the wind, their rust-eaten iron straining with the weight. From atop the high strong walls, stone gargoyles stare at you from hollow sockets and grin hideously. A rotting wooden portcullis, green with growth, hangs in the entry tunnel. Beyond this, the main doors of Castle Ravenloft stand open, a rich warm light spilling into the courtyard. Philip, playing Gareth. I want to look at the gargoyles, I have a feeling they're not just statues. Amy, playing Reva. The drawbridge looks precarious. I want to see how sturdy it is. Do I think we can cross it, or is it going to collapse under our weight? Unlike a game of make-believe, D&D gives structure to the stories, a way of determining the consequences of the adventurer's action. Players roll dice to resolve whether their attacks hit or miss, or whether their adventurers can scale a cliff, roll away from the strike of a magical lightning bolt, or pull off some other dangerous task. Anything is possible, but the dice make some outcomes more probable than others. Dungeon Master. Okay, one at a time. Philip, you're looking at the gargoyles? Philip. Yeah. Is there any hint they might be creatures and not decorations? DM. Make an intelligence check. Philip. Does my investigation skill apply? DM. Yeah, sure. Philip rolls a d20. Ah. 7. DM. They look like decorations to you. And Amy, Reva is checking out the drawbridge. In the Dungeons & Dragons game, each player creates an adventurer, also called a character, and teams up with other adventurers, played by friends. Working together, the group might explore a dark dungeon, a ruined city, a haunted castle, a lost temple deep in a jungle, or a lava-filled cavern beneath a mysterious mountain. The adventurers can solve puzzles, talk with other characters, battle fantastic monsters, and discover fabulous magic items and other treasure. One player, however, takes on the role of the Dungeon Master, DM, the game's lead storyteller and referee. The DM creates adventures for the characters who navigate its hazards and decide which paths to explore. The DM might describe the entrance to Castle Ravenloft, and the players decide what they want their adventurers to do. Will they walk across the dangerously weathered drawbridge, tie themselves together with rope to minimise the chance that someone will fall if the drawbridge gives way, or cast a spell to carry them over the chasm? Then the DM determines the results of the adventurer's actions and narrates what they experience. Because the DM can improvise to react to anything the players attempt, D&D is infinitely flexible, and each adventure can be exciting and unexpected. The game has no real end. When one story or quest wraps up, another one can begin, creating an ongoing story called a campaign. Many people who play the game keep their campaigns going for months or years, meeting with their friends every week or so to pick up the story where they left off. The adventurers grow in might as the campaign continues. Each monster defeated, each adventure completed, and each treasure recovered not only adds to the continuing story, but also earns the adventurers new capabilities. This increase in power is reflected by an adventurer's level. There's no winning and losing in the Dungeons & Dragons game. At least, not the way those terms are usually understood. Together, the DM and the players create an exciting story of bold adventurers who confront deadly perils. Sometimes an adventurer might come to a grisly end, torn apart by ferocious monsters, or done in by a nefarious villain. Even so, the other adventurers can search for powerful magic to revive their fallen comrade. Or the player might choose to create a new character to carry on. The group might fail to complete an adventure successfully, but if everyone had a good time and created a memorable story, they all win. What the D&D game is all about. Dungeons & Dragons fantasy adventure game, D&D game for short, is a role-playing adventure game for persons 10 years and older. In the D&D rules, individuals play the role of characters in a fantasy world where magic is real and heroes venture out on dangerous quests in search of fame and fortune. Characters gain experience by overcoming perils and recovering treasures. As characters gain experience, they grow in power and ability. At least two persons are needed to play the game, though the game is most enjoyable when played by a group of 4 to 8 people. This game, unlike others, does not use a playing board or actual playing pieces. All that is needed to play are these rules, the dice included in the set, pencil and paper, graph paper and imagination. The game may be more exciting if miniature lead figures of the characters and monsters are used, but the game can be played without such aids. Read the whole book through, except for the sample dungeon. D&D rules all fit together, and rules that seem confusing at first will become more understandable when used with the rest of the game. This is not like any other game you've ever played before. It is more important that you understand the ideas in the rules than that you know every detail about the game. When you understand how they work, the rules will become more understandable. While the material in this booklet is referred to as rules, that is not really correct. Anything in this booklet and other D&D booklets should be thought of as changeable. Anything that is that the dungeon master or referee thinks should be changed. This is not to say that everything in the booklet should be discarded. All of the material has been carefully thought out and playtested. However, if after playing the rules as written for a while, you or your referee, the dungeon master, think that something should be changed, first think about how the changes will affect the game, and then go ahead. The purpose of these rules is to provide guidelines that enable you to play and have fun, so don't feel absolutely bound to them. It is the DM's job to prepare the setting for each adventure before the game begins. This setting is called a dungeon, since most adventures take place in underground caverns or stone rooms beneath old ruins or castles. The dungeon is carefully mapped on paper, usually graph paper. A dungeon may be designed by the DM or may be a purchased dungeon, such as the one included in this set, called a dungeon module. Whether creating a new dungeon or carefully studying a module, the DM must be willing to spend more time in preparation than the players. The DM's job takes the most time, but is also the most creative and rewarding. The players will create characters by following the instructions given in Part 2, Player Character Information. Each player will choose a class for their characters. The classes are chosen by looking carefully at the abilities of each character. When the DM has prepared a dungeon and the players have created their characters, the game is ready to begin. Each game session is called an adventure. An adventure lasts for as long as the players and the DM agree to play. An adventure begins when the party enters a dungeon and ends when the party has left the dungeon and divided up treasure. An adventure may run for only an hour, or it might fill an entire weekend. The amount of playing time depends on the desires of the players and the DM. Several related adventures, one leading to another with the same player characters, is called a campaign. At the start of the game, the players enter the dungeon and the DM describes what the characters can see. One player should draw a map from the DM's descriptions. That player is the mapper. As the player characters move further into the dungeon, more and more of the dungeon is mapped. Eventually, the DM's map and the player's map will look more or less alike. To avoid confusion, the players should select one player to speak for the entire group or party. That player is named the caller. When an unusual situation occurs, each player may want to say what his or her character is doing. The caller should make sure that he or she is accurately representing all of the player character's wishes. The caller is a mediator between the players and the DM, and should not judge what the player character should do. As details of the dungeon are revealed, the player characters will meet monsters, which they will have to avoid, talk to, or fight. A monster is any animal, person, or supernatural creature that is not a player character. A monster may be a ferocious dragon or a humble merchant. For game purposes, any creature not a player character is a monster. Human monsters are often called non-player characters, or NPCs, to separate them from other monsters. A meeting between player characters and monsters is called an encounter. During an adventure, the player characters will also discover treasure and try to avoid dangerous traps, as well as encounter monsters. Sometimes, of course, the player characters will have to fight monsters. Such a fight is referred to as a melee. In D&D rules, player characters try to gain experience, which is earned as experience points, or XP. Experience points are given out by the DM at the end of each adventure. Player characters continue to gain experience points for each adventure they participate in, although this rulebook only explains the abilities of characters up to the third level of experience. Further supplements will explain characters' levels up to 36. Winning and losing, things important to most games, do not apply to D&D games. The DM and the players do not play against each other, even though the DM often plays the role of various monsters which threaten the player characters. The DM must not take sides. He or she is a guide and a referee, the person who keeps the action flowing and creates an exciting adventure. Player characters have fun by overcoming fantastic obstacles and winning treasure, but this does not end the game. Nor is the game lost when an unlucky player's character dies, since the player may simply roll up a new character and continue playing. A good D&D campaign is similar to the creation of a fantasy novel written by the DM and the players. And that, as they say, is a wrap. Big thanks goes out to you, the listener, for taking a bit of time out of your day to listen to old Spike Pit. Take care, and I'll catch you later.